You don't have to copy all this because it will be in the WhatsApp, huh? You don't have to copy all this. You can go back to your seat, huh? I will go through all this. Okay, very good morning to all, huh? Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is our sixth day, huh? And it's a very auspicious day. It happened to be Kuan Yin's birthday, yeah? So what we will do is, we will start off by paying our respect to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then we will get some of the Kairamita to help us to lead the chanting of Heart Sutta, Great Compassionate Sutta, and the Maha Karuna Dharani. Yes. So we chant three times, yeah, for each of these. Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully, we shall pay our respect to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Then we pay our respect. Yeah? Then you can recite within your heart silently. Huh? You would like to thank Kuan Yin Bodhisattva's nature for her guidance, protection, and blessing all this while. Then you also invoke power of merits for causes and conditions. For this nature of yours to be continuously protected, huh, by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva through her great compassion and love, guide and bless this nature of yours. This will help you in your cultivation, so that life after life you create very strong affinity with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Huh? Then now we shall chant, huh, all this Heart Sutta, Great Compassionate Mantra, and Maha Karuna Dharani. Huh? Okay, get ready. Then I ring the bell, then you all can start. You want to do it there, in, or here? Yeah, you do it here? Yeah. Where is Padmasuri? Oh, yeah. Together. Huh? You need to use your that one, the thing one. Ah, Brother Song, yes. I forgot about you. Come. 那个星星, 大悲咒. Come. Now, you use my mic. Huh? NB can use the one. Huh? And you can in be each year. Or you can song each year, up to you. Yeah,
Guan Shi Ying Pu. Bodhisattva Namo Tathagata Guanshin Po
ันสีตะเอนตุนันโทลายปะโทเยสาโปหะยันนายเลวลายเยเยโมอาลีเยโดเสียตีสะโอลายเยตุทีสาตัวปะเยโมหะสาตัวปะเฮสเลียลูนิจายะอันสาโปลายฝายสุนันนาตันเสียนามโมสิจิลิโทยิมังเอลิยะ
โปลูเจดิ
สุโฟลายตันโนโปนามโมเอลายนิงสิติโมเฮพันโทสาสาโพเอทนโทสุพังสีวินสาโพสาโทนามโมสสาโต
นามโม
โพเชโมฟาตันโต
ปันจิตาอังเอโพล
ุสุยลุจยาติจยาลุติยิสิลิโมหะโพธิสัตว์โปสะโปโมลายโมลายโมสีโมสีตุยตัวยืนชุยลุชิลุเจมังทุลุทุลุฟาเซนเจยิฟาฟาเซนเยติโทลายโทลายตีลีนิสโฟลายเยเจเลเจลายฟาโมลายโมติลิสิเอลายเซนโฟลายเซลิฟาสวาฟาเชนฟาลายเซยิฮูลูฮูลูโมลายฮูลูฮูลูสิลิสวาลายสวาลายสิลิสิลิสุลุสุลุพุทธิเยพุทธิเยพุทโธเยพุทโธเยมิติลิเยตาลัยสินสิลิสะนัยนาโพเยโมนัยสะโพหะโทเยสะโพหะโมหะสิโทเยสะโพหะสิทโธอิโยผ่านลายเยสาโพหะนาลายจิงจิสาโพหะโมลายนาลายสาโพหะสีลายเสอโมเชเยสาโพหะสาโพโมหะสิทโธเยสาโพหะเสเจลายอสิโทเยสาโปหะทโมเจสิโทเยสาโปหะจิงจิพันเจลายเยสาโปหะโมโพลายสันเจลายเยสาโปหะนาโมเฮลายตันนาโตนายเยนามโมอะลิเยปะลุเจติโสภันลายเยสะปะหะอันสีเตียนทุมันโทลายปะโทเยสะปะหะ
นามโมอะลายตันนายโทลายยะเยนามโมอะลิเยปะลุเจติสะปะลายเย
โอทิสัตตัวปอยิ
โมหะสัตตัวปอยิโมหะจยาลุนิจายิอันสัพโพลายวายิสุตันนาทันเสียนามโมสิเจลิโตยิมองเอลิเยโพลุเจติสุฟะลายเตโตโพนามโมนาลัยจินจิสิลิโมหะพันโตสาเมสาโพอะทาโตสุปะอะ 萨埵南无婆萨埵南无婆伽摩诃萨埵但智他安乐波罗蜜如下地迦卢帝依悉利摩诃菩提萨埵萨婆萨婆摩来摩来摩悉摩悉利多依俱卢俱卢伽蒙卢都卢伐奢耶帝摩诃伐奢耶帝陀来陀来帝利尼悉陀来耶奢来奢来摩摩伐摩来摩地利悉悉悉悉来悉来阿来悉陀来悉利伐沙伐旋陀来悉耶呼噜呼噜摩来呼噜呼噜悉利娑来娑来悉利悉利苏噜苏噜菩提耶菩提耶菩陀耶菩陀耶弥地利耶那来谨墀地利舍利那婆耶摩乃娑婆诃悉陀耶娑婆诃摩诃悉陀耶娑婆诃悉陀耶依悉檀来耶娑婆诃那来谨墀娑婆诃摩来那来娑婆诃悉来僧阿穆揭耶娑婆诃娑婆摩诃阿悉陀耶娑婆诃舍悉来阿悉陀耶娑婆诃婆陀摩揭悉陀耶娑婆诃那来谨墀三帖来耶娑婆诃摩诃毗僧揭来耶娑婆诃南无诃来喃乃多利耶耶南无阿利耶波罗揭谛波盘来耶娑婆诃安悉殿多曼陀来跋陀耶娑婆诃。
Okay, turn the next page. We will be at page 64, the Heart Sutta. Okay. Song, you ready? Pass you the mic. Yeah? Can? Okay, ma. Sing, sing. Okay.
是照见故。
相信是一幅如是舍利子，是诸法同相不生不灭不垢不净不增不减，是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味诸法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无色声香味诸法， 无言劫乃至无意识劫，无明尽，乃至无老时因无老时尽，故故寂灭道无智矣，无得矣，无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，愿道梦想究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。 般若蜜多，故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。不知般若波罗蜜多，十大神咒，十大明咒，十无上咒，十无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛，波罗揭谛，波罗僧。揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧。揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
Where is Joyce? Joyce? Joyce not around. Oh, taking bath.Where is she? Oh, she has gone out. Oh, never mind. Then we chant on our own. Maha Karuna Dharani Sita. A song ni puhui. Ingvi. We chant Ingvi. Wait. Ingvi, you use this one. Your bow. Here. You need the paper.Here, wow, you come at the right time. Maha Karuna Dharani Sutta. She is getting the chanting book. Come. I got a cushion here. Get her. Jin Hao, pass the mic here.
Namo Ratnatraya, Namo Arya Jana, Sagara Veru Jana, Guru Rangaya Tathagataya, Arate Samma Sambuddhaya, Namo Sarvatata Gatepeyahatete Samya Sambuddhede Namo Arya Avalokite Suraya Burisatoya Mahasatoya MahakarunikayaTeyata Om Dara Dara Dere Dere Duru Duru Itte Wa Desu sale sale prasale prasale kasuma kasume ware ele mele siti zola apanaya soha namo ratna traya ya namo arya jana sakara veru jana hurrankaya tathagateya arhate samya sambuddhaya namo sarvatata tate te akate de samya sambuddhe de namo arya avalokite suraya bodhisattvaya mahasattvaya mahakarunikaya teya taom dara dara diri diri duru duru ite wate sane sale prasale prasale kasuma kasume ware ele mele siti zola apanaya soha namo ratna traya namo arya jana sakara veru jana hurrankaya kataga gateya arhate samya sambuddhaya namo savatata tate te akate de samya sambuddhe de namo arya avalokite suraya bodhisattvaya mahasattvaya maha karunikaya teya taom dara dara diri diri duru duru ite wate sane sale prasale prasale kasuma kasume ware ele mele siti zola apanaya soha. Sadhu, sadhu, Om Mani Padme Hum.
Okay, very good. Sadhu. Thank you for all the very beautiful chanting. So these three are very special chanting. They are connected to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. So today is Kuan Yin's birthday. Then we make use of this auspicious day to also hold our Bodhisattva way and Bodhisattva vow ceremony. So now I will give you a briefing on the Bodhisattva way and followed by the details of what this Bodhisattva vow is all about. You turn to the notes. Everybody got a set? Later on when we take the vow, then those who have requested, those who already have the understanding, the faith and the understanding of its great benefit, you can come forward. Then those who are already taken, they can reaffirm. Eh? For those who are not ready, it's okay. You can just sit at the side, weakness. Or you just can do whatever you want. Okay? Okay, first page. This is a general description of what the Bodhisattva vow and the Bodhisattva way is all about. Eh? The Bodhisattva vow is a vow taken by Mahayana Buddhists to attain complete enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. One who has taken the vow is nominally known as a Bodhisattva, whereas the Patimokkha vow sees a death. The Bodhisattva vow extends into future life. There are two traditions of the Bodhisattva vow, one originating from Asanga and the other one from Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna, if I'm not wrong, is Longsu Pusa. A Bodhisattva vow is found at the end of Avatamsaka Sutta, explained by Samantarabhara. This is Pusien Bodhisattva. And it explained that the Bodhisattva vow is taken with the following two famous verses from the sutta. Just as all previous Buddhas or Sugata generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment, so this is what the Bodhi mind is all about, and accomplished all the stages of Bodhisattva training, so will I too, for the sake of all living beings, generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all stages of Bodhisattva training. So this is the first stage of Bodhi, to plant the seed of Bodhi, to awaken the Bodhi mind. Yeah, Bodhi stands for enlightenment. Yeah? So Bodhi mind is the mind that works towards enlightenment. So the Bodhi seed that is planted will nurture and become beautiful. So this is how all Sugata or Buddhas of the past, they cultivate. So they generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplished all the stages of Bodhisattva training to become Sammasambuddha. The promise to keep Bodhisattva vow apply not only to this life, but to each subsequent lifetime until full enlightenment. Thus this vow continues on our mind stream. That's why it will be planted in your nature. Then it will generate even into the mind stream when you come within the segmented life, every segmented life, into future life. In Tibetan Buddhism, there are two lineages of the Bodhisattva vow. The first is associated with Chitta Matra, movement of the Indian Buddhism, and is said to have originated with the Bodhisattva Maitreya, and to have been propagated by Asanga. The second one is associated with Mayamaka movement, and is said to have originated from the Bodhisattva Manjushri, and to have been propagated by Nagarjuna, and later on by Santideva. The main difference between these two lineages of the Bodhisattva vow is that the Chitta Mantra lineage in the Chitta Mantra lineage, the vow cannot be received by one who has not previously received the Patimokkha vow. So that's the only difference. Then Maitreya Bodhisattva is the coming Sammasambuddha after after Sakyamuni, the next one. Where our this world system, our universe, world, they call it the Jambuvapi. We are very fortunate because there will be five Sammasambuddha before it ends. So the last one will be Maitreya. Whereas Manjushri is foremost in wisdom. Manjushri is together with Amitabha Buddha. They are from the Amitabha lineage. Then we move on further. In taking this vow, you will join with hundreds of thousands of Buddhists in the West, and millions in Asia who have done so. So you are not the odd and miserable one. There are a lot have gone and taken this vow long before you. As is traditional, you may seek out a Buddhist center or a temple. So we choose this Sampo temple. San Baosi, which is the Triple Gem Temple of Brinchang, Cameron Highland. And take the Bodhisattva vow in the presence of a teacher. Or if you cannot do so, you can also take them at home. Create a sacred space and place there the images of Bodhisattvas or Buddhas who have gone forth before us. If you wish, invite a friend or friends to be your witness. Sit quietly for a while and reflect on the beauty and value of a life dedicated to the benefit of all. When we are ready, at any meaningful ritual, actually it's puja and all those things, like the lighting of candle and the taking of refuge, then recite your vow. Here is a traditional version, but there are many other versions. So all the other recitation of the puja, the refuge, we have already done, and the precepts. So we are left with the taking of the vow. And before that, we will make some very strong affirmation or determination to have certain right view based on Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching, so that life after life, we can have this understanding. Then we also generate the repentance so that our karmic obstruction can be overcome and amicably resolved, so that we can walk the Bodhisattva way with ease and with understanding. You can modify the language of this vow so that they speak your deepest dedication. Then you can repeat them every time you sit in meditation to direct and dedicate your practice. Means you share merits, you transfer merits, and you can invoke power of merits too for whatever wholesomeness for you to walk this way with ease and all those things. Okay, so there is a general description of what the Bodhisattva is and how it has originated from Samantra Bara Bodhisattva or Pusen Pusa via his Avatam Saka Sutta. So this is a very brief explanation. Then you turn to the next page. Taking of the Bodhisattva vow. But before that, I make some introduction. So the first one has already been described in the earlier introduction. As is traditional, you may seek out a Buddhist center or temple or shrine and take the Bodhisattva vow in the presence of the... So this is what we are doing now. One must make strong aspiration, because this is something that you have to affirm strongly, aspire strongly, so that it can become a reality, so that this Bodhi seed or Bodhi mind that is planted can nurture and become very strong. So that if this life you can develop the cultivation and affirm this aspiration and vow until it can take effect life after life into all future birth, then you are more safe, in the sense that should ever you, whenever you come, you will have this teaching, this understanding, even when the sasana is not there. So you must develop the faith. One must make strong aspiration or affirmation to take this Bodhisattva vow with determined faith and understanding, that sincerely in front of the Buddha or great Mahabodhisattva who had gone forth before us. So now we are doing it in front of Virochana Buddha, all the various Buddha, in particular Kuan Yin Bodhisattva on her birthday. So this is very important and very beautiful. Then before we start making all the special aspiration to walk this Bodhisattva way, then later on we come to the vow at 4.0. So I will describe to you the various stages of Bodhi mind so that you understand the whole training. Like I used to share with all Kanyamitas who have listened to me before. In fact, the transcript is slowly coming out. There are four thoughts actually. Then I will compile them into one book. Then later on when the book come out, you will understand all these things much better. Then the cultivation also will be understood much more easily. Anyway, today I will brief you on what are the five stages of Bodhisattva, Bohimai development to complete the Bodhisattva way, means to realize Sama Sambuddhahood. You look at the whiteboard. Walking the Bodhisattva way and taking of the Bodhisattva vow. There are five stages of Bohimai development to walk this whole path. Then like I explained, this teaching is very important, very beautiful. For those who understand, it is not difficult. It's only for those who don't understand, it's like very, very difficult, like very arduous, take a long time, all those things. This thought or this idea comes from your thought, your deluded mind, delusion. For those who have the parami, the condition, the understanding is different. So what the Buddha has introduced is they follow the previous Sama Sambuddha who has gained all this fulfillment of the Bodhisattva way. Even Sakyamuni Buddha himself, he started to plant the seed of Bodhi. It was stated in the Jataka story. There was an incident where the sheep, where he and the mother was in together with many, many people on the ship. I don't know if it's a boat or a ship, I'm not very sure. But according to the Jataka story, then they encountered severe weather. So the whole ship was shipwrecked. Then, because it was in the middle of the open sea or ocean, so a lot of people died. But Sakyamuni that time was a bodhisattva, not just a bodhisattva, he was just an ordinary human being. He managed to only save the mother. So there was this grief inside his heart, his mind. Then he made that vow, that determination from that moment on. He wanted to liberate the limitless living being and take them all across. That was how he started. So he planted the seed of Bodhi. So stage one development of Bohimai is always to aspire to plant the seed of Bohi, to arise the Bohimai. The Bohimai is the enlightenment thought to walk this way. So when you have that, you will take the Bodhisattva vow. Well, these are the vows and aspiration and the right understanding that will help you in the cultivation to perfect yourself, to develop the understanding yourself. If you yourself cannot save yourself and understand all this essential Dhamma needed for you to do this work, then you cannot walk this path. That's why all the vows, they are very beautifully designed. They come from the previous Sama Sambuddha who has developed and fulfilled. That's why this sutta, Avatamsaka Sutta, is a very famous sutta. And the Bodhisattva Samantra Brada, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva or Pujen Pusa, he is a very, very virtuous Bodhisattva. And he is a great Bodhisattva, Maha Bodhisattva. He is also called Universal Virtue Bodhisattva, if I'm not wrong. And he's famous for his 10 very beautiful vow. When we were in Taiwan, I think, there was a place where all the 10 beautiful vows were there. Then, I think, if I'm not wrong, either Brother Srihan or Brother Steele took the photo shot. It's in our website, the 10 great vows of Samantra Bhadra Bodhisattva. So, stage one is very easy. You don't have to be enlightened either. When Sakyamuni Buddha take it, determined that vow to go that way, plant the seed of Bodhi, he was not an arahant yet. It's because of the shipwreck, that love, the compassion, that determination. Then after you have planted, take the vow, then you start your cultivation. Your cultivation is to walk the path of Dhamma, like Okayanamita, to realize the enlightenment, so that you can be free from suffering. That's why stage two, Bodhisattva, Bodhi-mind development, is very simple. To cultivate, to realize the enlightenment, the awakening, so that you can endure and subdue all affliction or suffering. And this is what you are cultivating towards. But when you develop this cultivation, you develop understanding of the cause arising of suffering. Then when you understand the cause, you can do away with that delusion. Then you can endure and subdue all affliction. Then you can be free from suffering. And this one is no different from what you want to develop now, except they prepare it for you to do this in a much easier way. Because if you don't plant the seed of Bodhi, that Bodhi mind, the enlightenment thought, to walk this way, can be lost when the Buddha Sasana is not there. So this one will aid you to develop the cultivation even when the Buddha Sasana is not around. So like I explained, you have the condition to be born as a human. It's already very, very rare. Then to have the condition to be born during the Buddha Sasana is even more rare. Then the third one, which is not in the sutta, is when you have first and second condition, means you are born as a human, born during the Buddha Sasana, and yet you can account, you can encounter the true Buddha Dhamma is even more rare. If you have that condition, that window, the opportunity, and you don't know how to vow and aspire, then it's your choice. For those who understand, it's a waste. So anyway, this stage two Bodhisattva, stage two Bodhi mind development is no different from your cultivation, except, like I explained, it make it a lot easier because you planted the seed of Bodhi. You have made the aspiration. So this Bodhi seed that you have planted will nurture deep into your consciousness, your mind stream. Then whenever you come, or you have to come, or you choose to come, that Bodhi mind, the enlightenment thought to walk this way, they will surface. Causes and conditions will arise for you to recall. And you will know how to go this way. That's why people have this, they call it in Mandarin, Gan Ying. What is the English word? Gan Ying. What is the English word? You can like feel it, that this thing is something you want deep inside. Intuitive, but there should be another very much more accurate word, because the Mandarin word Kan Ying is very important. No? Like if you have taken that vow before, inside there will tell you one. Because you will have that real understanding that this is something you have done before, and this is something that you want to do. Like some of the Dhamma friends who came out and say, this is what they want to do. But in the past, because they don't have this vow, that's why they are not able to do all this, because the teaching got lost when the sasana is no more. But that kind virtue, that determination to help people and all those things is there, but you don't have the means to do it. That's why, because of their past affinity and vow, now the window open again, then they can come into contact. And with that, they will benefit. Then if they make this affirmation, this vow, they will become beautiful later on. Then for some of the Kailamita, they have some form of understanding. Because some of them, they took it in front of Virochana. They read this vow before even I conduct the thing. Then some of them did it at home before they come. And two or three of them came and talked to me. They said, "Brother, thank you so much." He said, "I didn't know it can make so much difference to my life." One of them told me, career-wise also, things happen. Then because of this vow, she become different from last time. She is willing to apologize, ask for forgiveness, repentance, even from the subordinate and all things. And because of that, the heart become different. Because last time, she is very dominating and got her own way of doing things. Then life has not been so kind. Then many other things happen. Then ever since she took the vow from home, her personality, her understanding changed. She can't do it, all these things to people anymore. Then as she cultivated with the understanding, then when she came here, she repeated the vow in front of Viruchana. Then a lot of understanding came. Then she just requests, silent, meditate. Then the meditation becomes so beautiful. She did the bowing and all things. Then she did the sharing with us. So all these are very beautiful teaching, beautiful sharing, so that you can understand. Not only you got nothing to lose, this is something is like paid for you because previous Buddha has done it. And this is something that will put you on track and make the cultivation a lot easier so that you understand. So these first two stages, initially when you walk, you need not be enlightened, but you plant the seed of Bodhi first. Then when you completed stage two, what will happen is you will become enlightened. Well, when you have this ability to subdue all suffering or affliction or endure all this, means you have wisdom, you're already enlightened. At this point, you become beautiful. You can be a sainthood or Arya or even Arahant after stage two complete. But if you have not taken the vow, if you want to continue to become a Bodhisattva, you may have a problem because you cannot pull out that mind that has love and compassion, the pure mind, to come again. Then that way cease to be. During the Buddha's time, I was told by one of my teachers, there are many Arahants who couldn't pull this out. Not to say they have craving, it's just they wanted to go for this way after they heard from all the very, very close disciple of the Buddha. Then they try, too late, their cessation happened too long, and they don't have the vow before that. So this is the reason why if you take them early, then you are different. Then when the time comes, you will pass through the sinhood way and the arahant way pretty easily. Then you will know how to come back again to this vow. Because this vow will allow you to have the love and compassion to come back. We have the first basic vow of the four basic vow of the Bodhisattva who walk this way is they are designed for you. The first vow is to make the aspiration out of love and compassion for all living beings, to liberate them and to take them all across. So this is the reason why after that you can move on to the cultivation of the third phase. If you continue to come back with the love and compassion, with the pure mind, via the law of karma, which you understand that this form of mind is just karmically conditioned out a tool and a vehicle for you to come and to cultivate and to perfect yourself, then you will finally realize this true mind. The mundane mind will collapse. Then as a Bodhisattva, you will walk. Then this will lead you to connect to your Buddha nature or true nature, or you illuminate your Buddha nature. Then when you are connected, you become very different. Then you will understand all the very much deeper aspect of the teaching, that this form of mind is not you, not only anatta. It's a vehicle and tool for you to come to this world, and you can use it to develop a lot of things, to live the life of a noble one, to perfect yourself further, to be a blessing to all, to walk this way, to fulfill all those beautiful vows, so that you become completely different. So you will be able to walk this and finish this phase if you were to finish your third vow. The third basic vow is to penetrate and realize all Dharma, means to perfect the wisdom. Prajna Paramita, perfection of wisdom. If you can penetrate and perfect or realize all Dhamma, means you have the knowledge of a very, very wise gripping. So immediately after you have that understanding, you will connect and illuminate the Buddha nature. From that time onwards, you will not fall, you will not regress. Then you can reach the fourth stage of Bodhi. Then you can renounce samsara to cultivate the perfection to realize Buddhahood. Renounce samsara means you already know samsara got no impact on you anymore. It's not real, not what you think. This great being by then will know that the form and mind is just a tool and a vehicle, karmically conditioned up for them to walk this way. And during that cultivation, that's why renounce samsara. Time got no more meaning. You tell them, wow, so long, you want to waste your time. That is the thought, the delusion, the idea. When you do that work at stage 4, Bodhi mind development, you already have the wisdom that there is no mark of a self walking, no mark of living being. Everything is dependent, originating, conditioned. But because you have the wisdom of the ultimate unconditioned, ultimate truth, or the unconditioned, then you become so beautiful because you understand the condition and the unconditioned, the nature's law that governs life and existence, then the true realization of perfection of wisdom. With that understanding, time is irrelevant. Then you can renounce samsara and just fulfill, no matter how long it takes. Then certain bodhisattva, they refuse to finish off because they purposely introduce vow that will prevent them from gaining the full enlightenment until very, very long period. But by then, time got no impact on them. Like we have gone through before, Utstal Bodhisattva, he put that vow, not until the hell is empty of living being, he will not realize the full enlightenment. So how can the hell be empty? Then like Master Xuanhua, not until all his disciples, followers, they attain Sammasambuddhahood, no, he refused to attain Sammasambuddhahood. So all these are the vows that purposely put in place so that they can continue to come at the fourth stage and do all this work. Then at the fifth stage, of course, is the fulfillment. The Bodhi mind of consummate wisdom and compassion. You have reached the consummate of Buddhahood. So this one is the final, most perfect Bodhi mind development. So with this explanation, I hope you can understand. Then if you look at it, it's not difficult. The first stage of Bodhi development is just to have this understanding, the faith. You understand the great benefit and the importance of this teaching, which is Sakyamuni's teaching, not my teaching. Then you determine to have this right view, this understanding whenever you arise, and you already enter the stream of the first stage of Bodhi. You planted the seed of Bodhi, you become beautiful. Then you don't have to worry whether you fulfill or you don't fulfill. But that seed, when planted, it will have its own causes and conditions. It will manifest, it will take you along. Like I share with you, this life, this segmented life, technically, I didn't do anything. Everything was there for me. I just echoed and flow. Because these are due to the past vows, aspiration, affinity, understanding. It just inherit and it just move. So this is why if you understand the way is easy. Then stage two is just ordinary cultivation, except the difference is you have stage one. You have planted the seed of Bodhi. So life after life when you come, even the sasana not around, that Bodhi mind, the enlightenment thought to walk this way will be there for you. And all your aspiration of the right view, even without sasana, you will have them, and you will know how to walk beautifully. Then you take care of karma. Your karmic nature become beautiful. Then you make aspiration. Then when you hit the next sasana, or meet the next samasambuddha, you become beautiful. And automatically, all this power, all this will connect you back. Then when you come, you are ready with all this understanding. That's why you can become enlightened after stage 2, when you fulfill that stage 2 body-mind development, which is to realize the enlightenment so that you can sever or subdue all suffering or affliction. Those that need to endure, you can endure them, because this is the reality. Like your consciousness trapped inside, going through old age sickness and death is a reality. So when it arises, you can endure them. Then you can do what you have to do. If disease, you need to see a doctor or somebody that can help you recover, you go. Sometimes you don't need to see a doctor. If your spinal cord a thing or nerve or what, you see our Vincent, he can help you. He's good, I tell you. There's a lot of Kayamita attended his Sunday class at Tamai Mega, I think. Mega or... Is it Tamai Mega? Sipak, but the Taman Mega site on the Sipak, not the Section 21. So, stage 2 is actually normal cultivation, but with the stage 1, it makes your cultivation so much simpler. That's why I say when you understand, all this become very easy. Then the vow aids you to develop love and compassion. Then the second Bodhisattva vow is basically stage 2 Bodhi-mind development. Because you vow to endure and severe all affliction. It's the same. So you walk. That vow will take you along. Then when you have the ability, it means you have basic enlightenment. Then you can move on to the third vow. To penetrate and realize all Dhamma. Then only you can have the wisdom to liberate living beings, to take them across. The living beings are so different, so varied. Everyone is so different. Without that perfection of wisdom, the third basic vow, to penetrate and realize all Dhamma, you cannot deal with a lot of living beings. But they come in different karma. Come with different karma, with different condition. And if you don't have that all-knowing understanding or wisdom, it's very difficult for you to take them across or even advise them. That's why even the counselor and some of them, they got this hard to do, but they just don't have the capacity to do or understanding to do. That's the reason why you need the basic vow cultivation to take you there. Then after that, after the third stage, the third basic vow has been fulfilled, you would have realized that Buddha nature. You would have completed stage 3. Then after that, stage 4 is the most beautiful part. You can renounce samsara and just walk. Because you know there is no mark of a self walking, no being, no living being. And yet there is such thing as life, like I explained. Exactly like what the Heart Sutta say, when you realize true emptiness, when you penetrate that type of understanding, that Dhamma, life become wonderful. Yeah. That's why within true emptiness is wonderful existence. And the Mahayana always quote this, Zhen Kong Miao Yu. So this is what the way is. When you understand, it's not difficult. All these are possible. It's only those who don't understand and have a deviant view, or their thought condition them to have that fear, that lack of understanding. That's why if you listen to your thought, then you go the way of egoic mind. But if you listen to your heart, it's different. When your heart has this capacity to understand because you have determined before, then the heart will know. So with this, I will now continue with what we're supposed to do, we will start with the taking of the Bodhisattva vow. First, I will make the special aspiration for you to walk this way. We are on the right view and right hand side. So now, for those who are ready, you just sit and then develop the faith affirmation like what we have done. Those who are not ready, who don't want to partake, can sit at the side. It's up to you. Okay, then develop the faith. Okay, we will now commence. One must make strong aspiration to take this Bodhisattva vow. So I will kneel together with you all. So in front of all the Buddhas, the great Bodhisattva, we shall make this great affirmation, the strong aspiration to take the Bodhisattva vow with determined faith and understanding sincerely in front of all Buddhas and all great Maha Bodhisattva who has gone forth before. First of all, we will pay our respect first. Namo Virochana Buddha. Then together we recite. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Sin Pusa. Namo Quan Sin Pusa. Namo Quan Sin Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Then we pay respect. Vedang Pachemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, now with determined faith and sincerity, we shall make the following special aspiration to walk this Bodhisattva way. We recite together. By the power of whatever blessings and wholesomeness that this nature of mine had cultivated from the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mine to have the following right view, understanding of life. To have the following right Dhamma understanding life after life. Whenever it chose to come, or we have to come in the form of a form and mind. So the first right view is right view with regards to the law of karma, karma niyama, the law of dependent origination, the 12 link, citta niyama, and the four noble truth, dhamma niyama. So these are the three right views that the Buddha expounded in the Noble Eightfold Path. So this one, you must have life after life, otherwise you cannot walk this way. Then the second important affirmation or understanding is, together we recite, to understand the two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind clearly, via the direct seeing, to realize that they are all conditioned arising entity, causal phenomena, hence impermanent, leading to suffering, not me, non-self and empty. That is, this so-called living being, the five aggregate of form and mind, is just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world, to develop the cultivation and experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. So use it with wisdom to arise the right thought, right speech, right action, to be a blessing to all and not to be deluded by it. To constantly recite the following, the understanding of the following essential Dhamma profoundly. Rupang anicchang, rupang anatta, vedanak anicchang, vedanak anatta,
สัญญาอนิจังสัญญาอนัตตาสังขารอนิจังสังขารอนัตตาวิญญาณอนิจังวิญญาณอนัตตาสัพเพสังขารอนิจังสัพเพสังขารทุกขังสัพเพธัมมาอนัตตา
Then we turn to next page. Huh? The third aspiration or right view. Having cultivated the above right view,this nature of my vow to always keep the following three sets of pure precepts, we are following the advice of all Sama Sambuddha to avoid all evil and to understand clearly what constitute evil, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. To cultivate all virtue and blessing leading to the perfection of them all.Then to cultivate wisdom to help and liberate and take across all sentient beings. With this, we are now ready to take the four basic vow. Compose your mind. Then we have to recite this statement which Samantara Bodhisatta has recommended under the Avatamsaka Sutta. And this is a very, very...good practice. And a lot of school of Buddhism who walk this way, they have been following this. Okay, together with faith, sincerity, we will affirm. Just as all previous Sugata, the Buddha, generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplished all the stages of Bodhisatta training,so too will this nature of mind, for the sake of all living beings, generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all the stages of Bodhisatta training, so that the seed of Bodhi can be firmly planted within our nature. This nature of mind further vow with utmost sincerity, faith and perseverance to walk to perfection the Bodhisatta way.We are taking the following initial four basic vows of a Bodhisatta. This nature of mind vows to liberate the countless living beings from samsara and take them all across to the other shore. This nature of mind vows to endure and severe all suffering and vexation or affliction. This nature of mind vows to cultivate and penetrate all Dhamma to realize the perfection of all wisdom. This nature of mind vows to perfect the 10 perfection or 10 paramitas to realize the unsurpassed Sama Sambuddhahood. Okay, with this, you develop the faith, the very strong sincerity and the faith.Compose your mind, and mindfully you rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we should thank all the great beings, the Buddhas, the Mahabodhisattva, and all the worthy ones for their great support, protection, blessing, and guidance. So with this, we shall thank them by paying our great respect. พุทธังพุทเจมิธัมมังพุทเจมิสังฆังพุทเจมิ Because all these Buddhas and great beings, they are within the Triple Gem. Okay, with this.I will explain the other thing. The other thing is no longer part of the vow. Okay, you can be seated. Then I will explain to you. So this will prepare you to have this ability to go this way. Even for those who are new, you may not know you have done it in the past, but it's okay. You can find out later. Sometimes you already done it without your knowing because you're not able to connect back. That's why a lot of beings, when the sasana is no more, they get lost, they're forgotten. Then when the sasana is back, they have the condition to come back to the sasana. But yet they don't have this understanding because they don't have this vow. So they have to start all over again to generate the bohimai. But at least this life, you have the condition. You have generated the bohimai. And I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because with this, your future is taken care. And with your wholesomeness, with your great sincerity and virtue, with that bohimai planted, bohisit planted, you can be a true blessing to future generation of beings. That's why there's a lot of wholesomeness when this has been developed and done. And to transform the world consciousness is not easy. We need to have the numbers to become enlightened. And the number, percentage-wise, no need to be big. Even 1% is enough. But it's very, very difficult to even get 0.00001%. Understand? That's why with this understanding, this way, this teaching, and now that the modern civilization technology has all this recording and everything, hopefully this teaching can come to the world. Then people can get it in the future. Then within our website, those who have the affinity, they can get it. Then Kayamita, who has the condition, you can on it back to listen. Then those who maybe you are not ready, you haven't taken. Then when you are ready, listen to this and take it yourself at home. It is still taking the vow. Like what the introduction has mentioned, you can do it at your own home, in your own altar. As long as you have the faith, the sincerity, and the understanding of it, you see the great benefit of going this way, then you can take them. This is very important. So with that, I will continue with 4.2. This additional vows will help you to break all your karmic obstruction to bring about the way. Do you want to have this?
Yes.
Otherwise, very difficult to walk, I tell you. A lot of karmic obstruction. I realize even within Kayaramita, they have a lot of karmic obstruction. But the moment they ask for forgiveness, following all this, their way open up and they are able to break free from those coming obstructions. Then they connect. Okay, 4.21. So we all recite together. This one you can go back or in front of the Buddha, affirm it later on if you want to do your own repentance. I share this because I want to share it as a general thing so that you all can understand. Then you can vary it, like I said, to suit different situation and condition, so that when you come out to perform the duty of a bodhisattva to liberate beings and take them across, you will know how to apply all this and teach people, just like how I teach you, understand? We don't do for people because you cannot do for people. If you do for people, it means you are no different from all those, I don't know what you call them. means ask for money and all those things. So this is not what the nature wants to do. You are not developing into a profession, understand? Or a money-making tool. No, this understanding is to be shared with the world, just like the Buddha. His teaching, the Four Noble Truths. This is the only free thing. Out of love and compassion, he delivered all this for free. You look at his great compassion, his great love and wisdom. That's why such precious thing, he can just give it to you free. Because you put a monetary value to Dhamma, means you don't understand the priceless nature of Dhamma. It's beyond money, beyond all the wealth that you can think of. where this liberates the mind, elevates suffering, limitless suffering. So this is something you must have understanding. Okay, we recite together. If by action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, via ignorance, delusion and heedlessness, this nature of mind had offended or done anything wrong out to the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dharma and the Sangha, this nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. This one in the afternoon evening chanting, you also chant for forgiveness from the Triple Gem. So it's no different, except now you make it into a vow, understand? Then second one we recite together. Whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mind had caused any karmic negativity, misery, suffering or misled, this nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all, so that all this karmic obstruction can be amicably dissolved or watered down or lessened, thereby enabling this nature of mind to continue with the cultivation to realize the true Dhamma with ease. Then number three, then the next page, recite together. This nature of mind also vow to repent, and from now onward vow never to repeat any of this karmic negativity born of greed, hatred and delusion, by following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good and purify the mind. We are striving on with heedfulness to keep the five precepts and cultivate the Buddha Dharma diligently, so that you will never violate this law of karma again whenever it arises. Then the fourth one. By the power of whatever wholesomeness or merits that this nature of mind had cultivated since the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mind to have the ability to overcome all other karmic obstruction or obstacle amicably, so that this nature of mind will be able to gain back its life after life, to walk the path of Dhamma, to fulfill and realize all its bodhisattva vows. Then 4.3 is something that you will do after you have progressed very well. Additional miscellaneous vow to enhance your cultivation. You can vow, this nature of mind vows to be successful in fulfilling all my above vows soon as possible. This nature of mind vow to cultivate strong affinity with all Buddhas and Bodhisattva, and to request their nature's blessing, protection and guidance always. This nature of mind vow to strengthen my five spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya, until they become balas or powers, life after life, so that all the above vow can be successfully fulfilled with ease. This nature of mind vows to cultivate extensively all virtues, blessings and merits to help support my cultivation, so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mind when needed in times of trials, difficulty and tribulation while walking the Bodhisattva way. Then the note is just the 10 perfection for you to remember. So this one can be later, because this is the fourth stage of Bodhi development. But you must understand what they are. And as far as the Bodhisattva is concerned, all this will fulfill by itself when you fulfill your four basic vow. Understand? As you cultivate this way, walk this way, it will be fulfilled. Like your first Bodhisattva vow, to liberate all living beings and take them across, that is cultivation of love and compassion. So love and compassion will be developed. So this one is under number 9, metta. Then when you develop the second Bodhisattva vow, you develop endurance, means patience. Then you renounce Oh, sorry, that one is the third phase of Bohi. Number six is Kanti. Then you also cultivate Adhittana, or power of affirmation, determination, making of vows, making of aspiration and resolution. All this, as you become a Bodhisattva, you know how to apply all this affirmation. Then you will be perfecting them. Then when you penetrate all Dhamma under the third vow, you would have developed wisdom. Then before that, you would have developed renunciation. Because when you endure the second Bodhisattva vow, when you endure and subdue all affliction, means you renounce the phenomenal world. You renounce all of external form, all of the mundane mind, which means the five aggregate of form and mind, they are empty, impermanent, leading to suffering. So all this will allow the perfection to be developed. Then sila and generosity will be there, because when you have love and compassion, you will have generosity and virtue. Then when you perfect all wisdom, equanimity will be perfected too. Automatically you will have truthfulness, satya. Then the spiritual zeal is always there, otherwise you cannot walk this way. That's why all your ten perfection will be fulfilled by itself as you walk this way. So you don't have to worry. Then the other miscellaneous vow, which I didn't put here, is because they are not important at the moment. As you develop this cultivation towards the far end, later end, you will realize that each and every Bodhisattva, they are very different. They have their own speciality and understanding peculiar to them. That's why as you walk this way and meet a lot of Buddhas, Sabbasambuddha, Bodhisattva, then you look at their vow, you learn so much thing. They can come up with such fantastic vow, like Amitabha Buddha and all those things. Things that are impossible, yet it was made possible. Then Pusen's vow is so different, Kuan Yin's vow is so different, Astor Bodhisattva's vow is so different, Amitabha's great vow 48 is so different. You know, Amitabha's vow is the most difficult, and yet he can fulfill. Then all your other vow is chicken feet compared to that, or kacang putih, understand? He vowed to create pure land, no? And you know how many pure land he vowed to create? I heard the Mahayana, they chant this lotus flower. Those who understand Mandarin will know. He said, yito, yi jing tu, means every of these lotus is a pure land. Then all these lotus is a lian hua chu chu kai. How to translate? Chu chu kai. Everywhere opening. Everywhere budding. Blooming. Oh, very good. Everywhere blooming. And every of these lotus is a pure land. No? And that vow was fulfilled. No? That's why it took him very long. He was the longest. 12 asankaya kapas. Aeons. Sakyamuni finished in 3 3/4. He swam 3 over time longer. So if you go by fate, like Amitabha, Amitabha one or fate one, you must have faith in him and have faith in everything he do and he advise. So those who go by fate one is the longest, but most rewarding. You know, their vows are very heavy, and yet it can be fulfilled. Then those who go by virya, it seems it will take about 2/3 the time. 8 asangakaya kapa. But those who go the wisdom way, like Sakyamuni, it takes only 1/3 the time. 3 3/4 or maximum 4 asangakaya kapas. So when you have this, you will know your speciality, your uniqueness. Then you will know how to put in those vow. So everybody's attire is different. And when you put in those vows, you create new understanding so that the future Bodhisattva who walk this way, when they read, if they have affinity with your nature, they can learn from you, from all the others. Then they will improve on it. It's just like the automobile. Initially, they are very stereotyped. Then they improve on it. Then it becomes much and much better. Then more and more efficient, more and more sophisticated. So all this, just like technology, is exactly how you can improve on it and develop it further. That's why that understanding is unending. It keep on growing. That's why samsara, you can never fully understand. But with this perfection, you can realize that samasambuddhahood. And when you have that understanding, you are the most beautiful nature ever in this universe. Okay? So with this, I thank you all. Then also, I rejoice with your faith, your sincerity, and your affinity to be here to listen to all this, to make your own decision to take this. Then you don't have to worry whether you can fulfill or not. Nothing to do with that one. As long as you have the faith, the sincerity, the person, just do. Whether how long you fulfill is irrelevant. Understand? And the worst case scenario is you take very long time to fulfill. There is no penalty, nothing. You got nothing to worry about or lose. So hopefully, with this understanding, it will give you faith. If you scare people laugh at you, are your people like you go bodhisattva way? Then nobody can help you. Just like in the Sada 2, my classmate take out my scribble. He said, Kenku want to become engineer, the whole world engineer. You go and believe this type of people. That's why your thought create all these paise. Dare not let people know. I took the bodhisattva. People like you, you dare to take? You can? Then you already inside there, doubt already, sway already, don't know what to do. If you have this type of thought and mind, please don't torture yourself unnecessary and create your own suffering. Understand? But if you have the faith, just like what happened to me this life, my shirt, my mother do long and short sleeve, got hole. People laugh, let them laugh. We are those who laugh. They don't understand. Those who have the understanding, they never laugh. Then there's an English saying, they say, he who last laughs has the best laugh. Understand? Well, finally, who stand out? The real one stand out. So you don't have to worry what the world say. It's more important you, your faith, your understanding. Like I told Madam Ho, you are so beautiful inside. She came and discussed with me. She said, Brother Teo, I saw all the Kayamita going to your class. They were so far ahead of me. And because her condition at home and her age, she couldn't attend most of my class. In the early years, once or twice, a few times. Then later on, she said she cannot. I said, you don't worry. Because as long as you have faith, you don't worry. You don't try to know. You just have faith sincerely. Go this way. Your time will come. Your condition will come. So she had this thought that tell him, I am far behind. So how? Then you know what I told him or not? Apart from just now, what I told him, you have faith, you walk the way, you will be. But I say you have to think and that get that understanding. That each and every one of us, like the Buddha said, we have the Buddha nature. Means within you, your true nature, you are perfect, you are so beautiful, and yet you don't know. It's a matter of when you connect. The moment you connect, you are really, really different. And you are way ahead of most Kayanamita. That's why a lot who are new in this retreat, they progress so fast. How come? They also didn't attend my class. But of course, they listen to my recording and all that. And they are very sincere, very simple. Listen attentively and just do. Follow instruction. Then they progress. So don't try to be too smart, or use your own thought to create idea and interpret. Cannot be so simple. There must be something else behind. So this thought will prevent you from understanding. We are like in, is it Hokkien? Ge kiang. Ge kiang is Hokkien. Try to be smart. No use. This is not about smart or cleverness. It's about understanding. When you understand, when you have this clarity, you will understand and you will know how to cultivate and move. So it's very simple. Huh? Okay, I wish you all the best. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now you can have your meditation. Huh?